Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah, Yud 1:10. And now we're going to talk about the difference between a Bama Gadol and Bama Katana. So this is referring to altars. I'll translate Bama's altar here. Bama Gadola, literally a large altar, is referring to the Bama Satzibur, the communal altar. In contrast, the Bama Katana, small altar, is a private altar, a person set up for himself. So the backstory is that we're used to having just one altar, the Mizbeach and Yerushalayim, and there's no side shows going on. No one has private altars. But when the community has a altar, Bama Gadol it's called, but in the place where the Mishkan is set up, there isn't also fixed Aron in place. So then it's permitted during those times to have private Bamos as well. At least it was back in the time of the Mishkan. And therefore, there were a few periods like this. The first is when the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael for the first time. For 14 years, the Mishkan stood at Gilgal, but the Aron wasn't in place. It was moving around. And therefore, while there was a Bama Gadola, a communal altar in Gilgal, people could set up private altars themselves, Bamos Katanos also. Similarly, after Gilgal, there was 14 years, there was 369 years. I'll say that again. 369 years, a very long time, when the Mishkan was set up in Shiloh. And during that time, the Aron was in place there in Shiloh. And for all those years, Bamos Katanos, private altars, were forbidden. But then, after Shiloh fell and the Aron was taken temporarily, at least by the Philistines, the Plishtim, and later on kept out of harm's way, even when the Mishkan was reestablished first in Givon for 14 years and then in Nov for 44 years. So for a total of 57 years in Givon and Nov combined. In those years, Aron wasn't in place. And once again, while there was a Mishkan at Givon and Nov and there was a Bama Gadola there for communal services, the Bama Katanas were once again permitted in people's private backyards. The question is, what are the rules that govern the difference between the Bama Gadola, the public Tziburi one, and the Bamas Katanos, the private ones? So the Mishnah says, Ein bein Bama Gadola, Bama Katana, there's no difference, which is Ella, except for Psachim. Now, Psachim here doesn't mean literally just Korban Pesach. It means any offerings like the Korban Pesach, which have a Zman Kavua, they're a public offering that have to be brought at a specific time. So that would mean not just Korban Pesach, but also things like Tamidin and Musafim. You have to bring your Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, Shabbos. That could be done only on a Bama Gadola, not ever on a Bama Katana, even when Bamas Katanas were permitted. The question one asks is, well, why would the Mishnah say use the word Psachim when it could have said something else more clear? The answer is, we're only talking about things that are brought at a specific time, but things that weren't brought at a specific time, like, for example, Chatos or Asham, so those weren't brought. Those weren't brought, neither on a Bama Gadola or Bama Katana. They weren't brought at all. Similarly for the Par Helam Davar and the bull we saw in the previous Mishnah about that the Kohen Gadol makes his mistake. They just wouldn't be brought on neither Katana nor Gadola when the Aron wasn't in place and they had these, I'll call them competing altars. Ze'aklal, the principle is, kol shu nidar v'nidav, things that could be volunteered to be brought. We discussed the difference between neder and nidav not long ago, a couple of Mishnahs ago. So meaning we're talking about if you can volunteer to bring an ola or a shlamim, that's not a problem. And you can bring it in your own backyard when there's a permit to have Bamas Katanos. Those are kar b'bama. Those can be brought on a bama. The word bama here means bama katana. The kind of offerings that cannot be volunteered, neither is a neder nor a nedava, like for example, chatas nasham, obligatory ones, or times that the Torah specifies they must be brought, like tamidin and musafin, eno kara babama, they can't be brought on a bama katana. And like I said before, when there's bama katanas around, the asham and the chatas and the parilam davar tzedar can't even be brought on the bama gadola, but certainly the tamidin and musafin can be brought and are brought on that bama gadola.